Blog Talk Radio.
The devil is so dang busy, and he don't want the word to go forth. But nevertheless, God is bigger than him, and so the broadcast still continues. Just 30 minutes late. But nevertheless, we still have an inspiring word for you. So if this is your very first time, and I had a lot of people tuning in for the very first time, most probably why the enemy wanted to make sure that there was some static, but nevertheless, I pray that they have been able to still get through and to dial in. But if this is your very first time tuning in, this is Leah Killings, Dr. Happy, whatever you call me a child of God, a victorious one, a miracle recipient, whatever you want to call me a child of God. But praise God. Thank you for going through and being patient enough to continue to try to get through inside. Thank you. And I'll make sure that I make it up to you next week. But nevertheless, this on tonight, we will have an inspired word because our goal is to always encourage, to educate, and empower. It may not be something brand new that you've heard, but it'll be something that will allow you to be encouraged, to help you at least ponder and study a little bit more to get a better understanding of what was actually meant for you. And then praise God for you to change and be empowered and then not necessarily keep it all to yourself, but to be empowered to share it with someone else. For those of you that have been with me for the last 10, can you believe that, 10 years, I'm so grateful that you continue to pray because I know that your prayers was going through for the technical difficulties or whatever was going on. It gave me a different number. It gave a different link. Oh, it was busy today for whatever reason, but nevertheless, we are here. And I know that we are here because you continue to pray for me. You keep it, continue to encourage me and build me up and empower me to do what God has called me to do, and that is to share the gospel. And so I thank you for that. And then, of course, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the tenacious Jesse and Tammy Store. They're even working behind the scenes. They help me get things back and up and running. So I'm grateful always for you, because without you, I wouldn't even know this was a thing for me. And so I will always call you by name and thank you and the Mega Ministry Group for always supporting me and pushing me and keeping me focused. Now, our biggest praise has to go to God. And so I don't mean to rush, but I had a lot of information and I would condense some of it. And we'll talk a little bit more about it next week. But I want to make sure that the points that God wants for us to learn on tonight will get through. So we will start with prayer before we go into our lesson. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us your precious gift of life. We thank you, Father, that nobody else can give us life but you, and that you continue to give us whatever we need, the resources, the love and support that we need to keep pressing forward. We thank you, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. And whenever we need you, even though sometimes it feels delayed, we are never denied. And so we thank you, Father, for allowing the airways to open up. Whatever was clogging up, Father, you fixed it. And so we just thank you. We thank you, Father, that your word will go forth and it will be able to be effective and empowering to whoever needs to hear within these few little moments. And then, Father, we pray that they'll be empowered to tune in again next week, or even listen to the replay so that they can get all the meat that was desired for them on tonight. Father, more importantly, I ask you to remove all of me so that you can come forward, so that this word will be inspiring, whether they're listening right now or they're listening to the recorded tapes. We love you, we honor, we adore you, and we acknowledge that you are the vine and that we're just branches. And as long as we stay connected to you, we will bear fruit that will remain. And so we love you, we honor, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you're just tuning in, I apologize for the technical difficulties. But nevertheless, you know, I don't control the airwaves. So nevertheless, we're here. God does it. So he allowed us to get through. So I have an inspiring word for you tonight. As we condense, because we had a little bit of time. But, you know, I'm never out of talk, but I do get out of time, so we're going to move forward. One of the coolest things about being able to do live radio is that you have to be able to be on point. And so there was a time 8-9 years ago that I would have panicked and would have been so distraught and would have been out of my mind and wits because I couldn't get on. But I had to learn that God is always in control. And for whatever reason the delay was necessary, it is what it is. But I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful that God has an inspiring word for us. And so in the midst of me searching, as I always do, for what God would have for me to share on each week, I always try to make sure that it's something that's light enough and then deep enough for those of us in the many ranges of the people that listen in. And so on tonight, I was going I'm excited, actually, to talk about the topic that God gave me. Over the weekend, I had the blessing to able to go to my hometown, Minnesota. And so that whole trip was supposed to be therapeutic because, you know, dealing with all the stuff that I've been dealing with for illnesses and stuff. That was supposed to be my therapy. And indeed, it really was. But before I got into all the fun stuff, I took a couple of days to really just focus on the things of God. And so I really kind of meditated, tried to finish my book, tried to do the things I need to do. And in the process of me going through my notes, I found these two words. And these two words were very important to me years ago, and they still are. But I kind of got lost. They kind of got lost in the shuffle. And I'm so grateful that God helped me see them in my notes. And the two words are inappropriate responses. And so I learned this word a couple years ago by a good friend at school. And so she used to say this to her son often. He would say something, she was like, that's an inappropriate response. And she wouldn't say nothing else. And then you could see him going through his mind, processing, and then he would say the correct response. That's the correct response. And so every time he would say something or get kind of sideways or do something different, inappropriate response. So I kind of adopted that in my household. That's an inappropriate response. And so we kind of laughed about it. But I kind of fell off. But I thought about it now as I was looking through my notes and just looking at how sometimes we make inappropriate responses often. And because our words have power, many times our lives go in that direction because we've said something inappropriately. And so one of the things that God, we both kind of laughed and chuckled as I thought about this inappropriate response and actually making this part of the topic for tonight was, what if we heard the audible voice of God say inappropriate response when we would say something stupid or we would do something stupid, inappropriate response? Would we be like her son and get it together and find the rightest response? Or would we just kind of go on about doing what we're doing because we're not even really acknowledging or listening to him in the first place? And so many times I think many of us kind of go on and do what we wanted to do because we really want to do what we want to do. But I'm grateful that we have checkpoints. And just like that mother had a checkpoint for her son, they had to really understand what she meant when she said, because she could have said a whole bunch of other stuff like I normally do and go on and on and on. But she said two words, and they got it together, and it's on the right response. What if we were that quick to respond to God when he tells us this is not appropriate? You're going in the wrong direction. You're thinking about the wrong things. You're pondering the wrong things. You're paying too much attention or giving too much thought and time to this situation when we need to figure out what the appropriate response is and then make sure that we do it. But I think the main reason why many of us don't make the appropriate response and many of us can't even come up with an appropriate response is because we really don't know if we hear the voice of God. And so we have that little inner thing in our hearts and our minds that tells us, no, don't do that. And I like the cartoons when we had a little angel on one side and then a demon on the other side. And unfortunately, as comical as that may be in cartoons, but to some degree, it's kind of true. But we forget about the one that stands in the middle, and that's our own voice. We have the voice of God, we have the voice of the enemy, and then we have our own voice. And so we have to train ourselves to be able to hear the correct voice. And then we have to train ourselves to respond correctly. And so when we respond correctly, then God is able to do what he's able to do. When we respond incorrectly, the enemy has the opportunity to do what he needs to do. And then, praise God, we do what we want to do because we do it because we can, because God gave us the choice to do that. But nevertheless, I want to focus on just one main scripture tonight because of the limited time. And that is the main vein, at least I'm concerned, with how we are to govern ourselves and how we are to lead our lives in the first place. And it's a simple scripture and it's easy to memorize. And even if you're not a believer and you don't really read the Bible, it's simple to follow because I'm going to show you how to do it. But the scripture verse that we're going to use and focus on today is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. One of my favorites that I learned early, and I'm grateful that I did. Many times I focus more on the latter part than I do the beginning. But we have to focus on the beginning. And I love how God's word is that it doesn't have a pause or a clause. You have to read the whole thing. So nevertheless, this particular two scriptures kind of consume a perfect medium for us to follow in every aspect of our lives. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. One of the things that I think we fail to do sometimes is to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We'll lean to our own understanding way faster than other people's understanding, the TV, the media. We lean to so many different forms of understanding, and that's why we oftentimes have inappropriate responses. And so if we remember the first part of this scripture, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Why do we need to trust in the Lord? Because he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. He's never going to do anything that's going to cause us harm, although it may seem like it and feel like it to a certain degree. But nevertheless, he knows the actions. He knows the steps. He knows. That's why the second part of the scripture is just as important. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So if you submit to him, he will make your path straight. You may walk into a couple areas that have mines, but he'll show you how to avoid those mines, not to be hurt and harmed to the point where it can, you know, overwhelm you. Now, one of the things that I often say that we're not always true to ourselves. And so when we think about what is preventing me from moving forward, how can I make the right responses if I don't really know exactly what to do? And many times we're blocked because of things that we're holding on to. So one of the things that I think that many of us struggle with, why it's so difficult for us to really hear the voice of God, to know exactly what responses to make, is that many of us deal with unforgiveness. Many of us are holding back things that we need to be telling the truth on. There are things that we are not doing in our lives that we should be doing to make our lives better, like exercising, eating better, stop smoking, stop drinking, stop cussing. There's so many things that we need to be doing differently that we need the Lord's help to help us with the right response. In many cases, we're making an inappropriate response. So how do we make these appropriate responses? Well, there are certain things you could do, but because, like I said, due to time, and I have to keep track of my time, I want to share three little words that I kind of came up with. I do a lot of studying. I do a lot of reading, and so I like taking the information that I learned and kind of flip it. And so one of the things that I think that is best for us to understand how simple it is and easy it is for us to make the necessary changes in our lives is by understanding that we have to use discernment. One of the things that I love is looking up definitions. And so the definition with discernment really surfaces and surrounds itself around wisdom. And so I want to tackle wisdom first. Wisdom is the application of doing something that results in understanding. When we understand, then we can comprehend. And when we comprehend, then praise God, it leads us to basically a system of discernment, because now we know how to make better choices, how we can have better responses. And so if we make better choices, then we have a better framework to making the appropriate response and making the proper actions. And so I'm going to say that again. Wisdom is the application of doing something that results in understanding. And when we understand and when we comprehend, we usually make the right decisions when we have to discern with responses to make. And so when we do that, then it's easier for us to know how to face certain things. Like I said, unforgiveness, telling the truth, doing the things that will make our lives better, eating better, exercise, whatever your decision is. And like I said, I could go in more detail, but because of my time and I want to make sure I get my lessons and my points together, you know what's going on in your life that you know that you need to make better responses and make more appropriate responses to. And so there are so many avenues and things that are thrown at us to try to help us make the right and the appropriate response. And many times they're not necessarily the right things. I was telling somebody this weekend that I used to be a pastor, but now I'm a pimp. So many of y'all know what pimp stands for. It stands for preaching in my purpose. But I like to go from that premise because it's easier for me to minister to people when they don't know about all the extra titles and crap that I have. I shouldn't call it crap. I apologize. But sometimes it can be because it misleads people, and then they're not honest and they're not open. And so if I come to the level of most people like I try to do, because, again, a couple episodes we've had in the past, I've explained, when you elevate people to another level and you're doing what you're doing, you're making all the inappropriate responses, God is watching. So if you're not going to do them in front of me, what are you saying about me? Don't put me in that bracket. I'm not God. you do whatever you feel justified to do because you're going to give an account for what you do just as much as I'm going to give account for what I'm going to do. So when you start elevating me because I have a title, that's incorrect. So I'd rather remove the titles. Just call me Dr. Happy and let's keep it moving because, you know, I love Happy. I love the fact that I have my doctorate anyway. But nevertheless, let's really be about what we're supposed to be about. We have to understand discernment. And so with discernment, just because I'm telling you this doesn't necessarily mean you take my word for it. You have to study and figure that out for yourself. For me, this weekend, like I said, I had a really, 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 really good time. And so I heard the voice of God on several things that I was doing that I probably shouldn't have been doing. But nevertheless, I was there for therapy. And so one example, one of my songs came on, and it was one of the songs, one of the rap songs that I know word for word. And so the guy with the mic was happened to be standing next to me, and I said, "Can I borrow your mic?" Gave him the mic. And so I got so into it, not only was I rapping and talking and whatever I thought I was doing, I felt the need to climb in a chair. And then from that chair, now mind you, I can hardly walk without falling over because I'm still going through my situation. But nevertheless, I heard the response, "Jump on the table, jump on the table." And my mind was in the motion, but I also heard, "That's an inappropriate response, Liam." And so I paid attention to the inappropriate response for the table, but I still jumped up on the chair. But nevertheless, we have to use the right response at the right situation. And so I'm so grateful that God listens to me and he cares for me because he had just the right enough people around me so they could help me get up and get down. But many times we do things where we don't have help to help us. And so we have to be able to know what response to respond to and how to respond to the right situation. And so sometimes, again, we do things so much in fun, but they don't have the right outcomes. And because they don't have the right outcomes is because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he wants to destroy us. And so if he can allow us to think we're having fun and to lead us off and we make the wrong or the inappropriate response, it could cause major challenges. And many times the people that are leading us in those areas are probably not the right people. And that's why discernment is so important. And so, like I said, to help you figure out how to use discernment, for me, the best way is for me to use discernment and test the spirit by the spirit. And the spirit doesn't necessarily mean have to be a quote-unquote spirit. It could be anything. It could be information. You have to, remember I said wisdom? You have to have understanding. You have to be able to comprehend. And that's what I say when I talk about discerning. That's using wisdom. And so three words that come to mind when I test something to find out if it's, you know, the right thing is three words, focus. So if you remember those three F words, focus, fruit, and facts. Focus. If you focus, the whole definition for focus is to purposely fade out everything that pulls you away from connecting to whatever it is that you're supposed to be focusing on. If we go with that scripture where it says, trust in the Lord in all your ways and he will and all his ways, he will direct your path. If I focus on that alone, whenever I'm doing something that I know that may end up in an appropriate or appropriate response, depending on what I'm feeling, I got to check it to make sure that it's what God has for me. If that response is not appropriate to line up with what God has, then I'm not focused. I'm leaning to my own understanding. I want to make sure that I am focused on what God would have me to do so that I can be purposed in whatever it is that he's calling me to do. So that not only will it lift him up, but it also makes sure that I'm in the right place, I'm in the right perspective. The second one is fruit. Many of us, when we think about fruit, we're thinking about something sweet and edible like my uncle's cherries that he had this weekend. But in this particular sense, we're talking about the result of outcome of something, which usually allows us to recognize something. So when people bring something to you or share something with you or they do something to you and you don't know their appropriate intentions, then praise God, you got to look at their fruit. If they're not giving you, I like to say, but I mean, everybody that listens is not completely biblically sound, but you could just use really earthly wisdom sometimes and just look at people. You know, if they don't have the wisdom to know whatever it is that you're talking about or the situation, you have to check their fruit. Have they been successful in doing whatever they're doing? Again, I'd like to believe we're going to go back to
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord in all your way, in all his ways, and he will direct your path. And don't lean to your understanding, because he knows the path. He can reveal to you whether they are honest, whether they are sincere, or whether they're doing the things that God has called for you. And so if it don't look right, the appropriate response is to do something different. Amen. And then if they do seem to be lining up with the things of God, then amen, you can kind of go with it. But the third step is facts. What are the facts? Facts are things that are known to be proven or to be true. And we know that the word of God is true. And so if the fruit and the focus is not fake, not centered around the text and the facts to the word, then I probably wouldn't necessarily do it, simply because the enemy knows how to camouflage the word. And he knows how to camouflage things to make things, make fruit look like berries when they're not berries. And so that's why you have to examine things. We take so much at face value, and we shouldn't. And that's why we need to be focused. That's why we need to go to the word. That's why we need to make sure that we use discernment, that we use wisdom, and that we use appropriate responses to everything in life, not just important decisions, not just things that seem like, oh, wow, they'll have a detriment to the end, just in simple things. Should I say something? Today I had an emergency appointment that I had to leave Minnesota in an emergency because there was no other way I could have this appointment. And so I had to cut my trip short and get back to Georgia so that I could make this an emergency appointment. How about I get there? And they canceled it. And they canceled it because my insurance is now debating whether or not the procedure is necessary, because the last procedure I had a couple weeks ago damaged my kidney. And so they said, until my kidney shows to be repaired, they're not going to approve this test. Well, they could have told me that before I got on the plane. But I had another appointment, nevertheless, right after that one, that was supposed to deal with the results of this test of my brain. And I get there, and before I could even get to the doctor, the lady at the front desk says, you can't cross this line until you make this $84 payment. And I was surprised, because I was already frustrated from having to end my trip and having to, they could call me and let me know, but nevertheless, I'm there. And then she tells me, I've seen this doctor for 8 years. I've never had a bill because I have two insurances, and so I'm double covered. So I don't have to pay copays. I don't have to pay most bills because if one don't pay, the other one will pay. And then she says, you can't go across this line. I thought, where is this coming from? And I thought, okay, amen, this is a distraction. Am I going to use, since I was teaching on tonight about appropriate responses, am I going to use appropriate response? Or am I going to use and let my mouth be led to my own understanding? But I reframed myself and I said, ma'am, I don't recall having a bill, and why would I have a bill? And you don't understand deductibles. I mean, she went in and then she told me I miss appointments, so my bill should be higher than that. And so I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, since October, I've had cancer removed from my stomach. I've had I had a stroke. I have a clogged artery, 100% clogged artery in my brain. And I just had a heart attack. I don't really think that I was looking through the mail. But nevertheless, if there is an $84 bill, I will pay it. But I need to see him today. And she's like, no. So I thought, well, Lord, amen. It is what it is. And so I'm just going to follow your word and do what you call me to do and have the right response. And I closed my eyes and I prayed. And in the event of me turning to leave, she said, okay, I'll give you 30 days. Saints, we got to make sure that we make the appropriate responses. Unfortunately, because I don't know what technical difficulties are going on with my system, but I want you to tune in again next week and we'll go further into the lesson of this broadcast. So for those of you that logged on, you're probably going to fall off. But those of you that dialed in, you'll get a little bit more of the meat. And so please tune in again next week. This is Leah Kelly with Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower all to the glory of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me the patience and continuing to stay on. But tune in again next week. Now, for those of you that can stay on for a few more minutes, I'm hoping that the show will last a little for a minute so I can finish this train of thought. But we need to make sure that we make the right appropriate responses in everything. If I had been nasty to that lady, and that would have affected my witness. And so because we affect the witness, you know, for people to follow us and to be a true example. So now, this weekend, like I said, I met some really cool people. And so I saw a good buddy of mine, Keith Miller, and he has his mother, Cora, listening. And so happy shout out to y'all. If I had been and done more things inappropriately this weekend, they probably wouldn't have tuned in this week. But I'm hoping that you guys will tune in again next week to hear a full broadcast, and I apologize for technical difficulties. But nevertheless, we have to be mindful, because not only are we looking at other people's fruit, but people are watching our fruit. And so just as much as we are using discernment on other people, people are using discernment on us. So we must always be focused. We must always look to God for all things, trust in him, and he will lead us in the right and appropriate path. When we lean to our own understanding, we're fallible. We can't help but make mistakes. We can't help but do things that are not according to the plan and purpose of our lives, because we don't necessarily know them. And in the event that some of us are blessed, and I am very, very fortunate that God blessed me to know that I am a teacher, that I am able to make better responses because I have to train myself to do the appropriate response. And I think sometimes that's where we lack. We don't train ourselves. We know areas that we need to change. We know areas that we need to move, but we won't train ourselves to be in the right perspective, the right position. You have to read and study. This has nothing to do with necessarily, quote unquote, being a Bible reader. And I think sometimes some of us can get so caught up that, you know, I got to read the Bible all the time and I got to be at church all the time. God wants a personal relationship with him. That's why being in his presence is important. That doesn't have to be in a building. That can be in your bed. That can be wherever God calls you to be. And I think sometimes when we don't understand why it's important for us to have a personal relationship with God, why we think, because in many areas, I know I was trained that we had to be in the building, that we had to be on our knees, and we had to wear this, and we had to do that in order for us to be in the presence of God. God is so much simpler than that. All he wants is a relationship. And when he has a relationship, you talk to him. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be with your eyes closed and your hands together. Me and the same Keith Miller friend was laughing when we were talking about how sometimes when we were in inappropriate situations, inappropriate areas, the only thing we knew to call on was God. And so if God wasn't listening or paying attention, we wouldn't still be here. He hears us, and so you have to call on him. Now, yes, when you have a better relationship, it is necessary for you to study to show yourself approved, so you can rightly divide his word, and not only for yourself, but to share with other people. That's why it's so important for us to be focused. That's why it's so important for us to examine not only our own fruit, but others. We don't want to have oranges on apple trees, and we don't want to have apples on orange trees. We want to make sure that we're producing what it is that God calls us to produce. And so if you know what your purpose is, you have to have the right mindset. And I'll say this, and I say this almost every week, but if you don't have a better understanding or knowledge of who God is, what your purpose is, and what you mean to him, how will you ever know your purpose? How will you ever know that you're destined to win? How will you ever know that you're protected? I love Luke 10:19, when it says all authority was given to us if we just believe. And some of us don't believe. Now, it's not hocus pocus. I'm not laying hands on people and people falling out. Now, praise God, when I have to, I can do what God calls me to do. But I'm not even doing that in my own spirit. I'm doing what God calls me to do because that's my plan. That's my purpose. But all of us have a plan and a purpose to do what God has called us to do, all of us. So we got to make sure that we're making the right responses, the appropriate responses. Am I studying? Am I reading? Am I lining up and being in the places where God calls me to be? Am I doing the things the correct way? I mean, all of that, that not only that you feel for yourself, but that others see. And so in order for us to be witnesses and to be real true light in the world like we're supposed to be, we got to make sure that we're making the right, appropriate responses. Now, again, I'm never, ever, 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 ever out of talk, but I am out of time. And so I thank you for those of you that stayed through the technical difficulties. I promise we'll do a full message next week where we'll have a better understanding. I can go into all the points. But if you can remember, you have to focus, remember to watch the fruit, and remember to state the facts. It'll help you to use discernment when you're making decisions so you can have the appropriate responses. This is Leah Killings with Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower all to the glory of God. I always close the broadcast with my granny's favorite song because I know she's always listening. And so every praise belongs to God, and it really does. Please, please, please tune in next week, and we'll have another inspiring message. And then until then, remember to always, always, always start your day with prayer. Pray throughout your day and end your day with prayer. God bless you all.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up, give praise.
It's to our God.